Good morning, it's Scott from Milford, New Hampshire. It's Thursday, March 4th. It's a sunny day here, and tomorrow it might hit 50 degrees around here. It's almost as if God is trying to make a small apology to New Hampshire after last week's second largest statewide power outage ever. It would be nice to actually enjoy next weekend rather than trying to figure out how to keep warm or where we're going to get our next meal. Yesterday, Michelle went to Nashua Oncology for another chemo treatment. Phase B has 12 weekly treatments of Taxol, and yesterday was number 9, so there are just 3 more to go after that. After that, she will have several weeks of a break, and then she will have 28 daily, Monday through Friday, dosages of a very focused radiation aimed between the skin and the ribs of the right chest, trying to just make sure that any stragglers who somehow still dodged chemotherapy are destroyed. Today, though, Claire will be going at, I think, around noon with Michelle. Claire is going to go see a rheumatologist up in Manchester to make sure that there were no long-term side effects from the Lyme disease that she had this past winter. It's been several weeks now since she finished taking doxycycline. She had to take it twice a day for about a month to try and kill the germs. And she quickly recovered full range of motion and hasn't had any of the symptoms of migratory arthritis like she was having when we were trying to figure out what was going on. So we take this all as a positive sign. Hopefully this afternoon's appointment will reflect that as well. Tuesday night, I finished up Wuthering Heights. I did enjoy the story a lot. Been contemplating what would be my next major read. I'm leaning towards something long and in-depth. Something that, you know, might be on the order of many hundreds, if not maybe even 1,000 pages, much like Anathem was and Atlas Shrugged. So who knows, maybe I'll do something long like Crime and Punishment or War and Peace or something of that nature, something that you can really engross yourself in for several weeks trying to get through it all, as long as the story is engaging. So that's about all for today. It's almost 9 o'clock, I do need to get busy VPNing into work and figuring out what new issues have cropped up overnight and get serious about debugging some of the failing test cases. So I will talk to you later. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.